Public concern about power lines has been growing for the past decade. Some studies suggest that children living near high-tension lines are at higher risk of developing cancer. In 1991, Congress asked the National Academy of Sciences to conduct research on power lines and to issue an expert opinion. Today, that opinion was made public. The Academy's National Research Council concluded that electric and magnetic fields do not appear to be a health hazard. Even so, the committee found that living near power lines may not be entirely safe. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
Worry about power lines dates back to 1979, when a study in Denver found that children with leukemia were somewhat more likely to have lived in homes near major power lines. That research has spurred more than 500 other studies. They've included large surveys of people, tests in which animals were exposed to fields for extended periods of time, and test tube studies to explore how electric and magnetic fields could cause harm. A panel of 16 experts appointed by the National Academy of Sciences has spent the last several years reviewing all that research, and in a report issued today, it concluded that the evidence doesn't add up to anything. There's no clear health risk from electric and magnetic fields. That's reassuring, but at a news conference, Committee Chairman Charles Stevens from the Salk Institute said it's not necessarily the last word on the subject.
Science can really never prove that anything is safe. We can't prove that electromagnetic fields are safe. All we can do is show that they're harmful. We can do that. Or we can fail to find a hazard by looking. And so far, we have failed to find a hazard.
Interestingly, the committee did conclude that children who live near major power lines do have a slightly increased risk of leukemia. But the committee said that electric and magnetic fields are apparently not to blame. For one thing, when scientists actually went into the houses near big power lines to measure the electric and magnetic fields, they didn't find higher than average readings. Stephen says it's a mystery, then, what the risk could be for children whose houses are near strong power lines, that is, in so-called high wire code homes.
People who live in high wire code homes live on streets that have a lot of traffic on them. They live on busy streets. You have to be close to the street because that's how the wire code goes. So you tend to live in old houses. You tend to live in poorer, more congested neighborhoods. And there are a lot of conceivable risk factors that could be related to childhood leukemia. And at this point, we really just don't know what is.
Maybe auto exhaust plays a role, or maybe something in the old houses is to blame. Without knowing what explains that increased leukemia risk, Stephen says it's hard to give advice to people who live in homes near big power lines.
All we can do is we can say living near power lines has a statistical association with childhood leukemia, but we have no reason to, we have no way to know what the cause is. You could move away and move into something worse and not know it because you don't know what you're trying to run away from.
As is often the case with National Academy reports, the experts shied away from giving direct advice about how to use their conclusions. For example, the committee didn't pass judgment on whether it's worthwhile to continue extensive federally funded research on the health effects of electric and magnetic fields, and the committee didn't say whether it still makes sense to avoid exposure to those fields just in case. This is Richard Harris in Washington.